Mecca Faitiri is the MP for Ikirora Awhiti, an interesting opportunity for her. She's hosting some of the senior figures from the Labour Party over the next couple of days in Ikirora Awhiti. A warm welcome to you, Mecca. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Hi.
Good to talk with you again, okay. Mecca. Who's heading your way this week?
So we've got Pini Hinari in Gisborne tomorrow, opening a few housing projects and visiting with some of our ho-orders. So looking forward to having Pini in town in Gisborne tomorrow. And then tomorrow evening and into Wednesday, we've got the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Finance, Grant Robinson, both in Gisborne, then down to Wairau, and then into Napier before he flies out Wednesday afternoon. So busy couple of days with senior colleagues in the electorate, and looking forward to it.
I spoke with Willie Taho about the house that's being opened in your electorate. I think it might be tomorrow. And this is a whare that, well, the people were living in tents beside a burnt-out shell, if my memory serves me correctly. But he's certainly been championing the idea of building houses in scale and getting kaimahi who are ready to do the fit-outs and the final touches working very quickly. What do you make of Willie's strategy to try and get more whare, not just up where he is in Raukokere, but further around the coast towards Gisborne?
Yeah, so Willie, I'm aware of Willie's mahi, particularly around Whangara and also out at Wahiriri, which are well-known communities in the Tairawhiti area, working with local people to obviously bring more homes to those particular communities. So well aware of what Willie, and totally support what Willie's doing. And he's not everyone's cup of tea, but he gets things done. And the home that Pini's going to be opening on Tuesday or tomorrow morning is a reflection of Willie's mahi and working with those most affected to bring homes. So no, I stand beside Willie 100%. It's just ensuring that, you know, for my vision for housing in the Tairawhiti is actually new builds. I know there's a lot of work going to repair or insulate existing homes or take existing homes and putting them on trailers and take them up the coast. But I'm trying to advocate for where we can build new homes, i.e. through the Papakāinga investments in this year's budget of $380 million, or working alongside Kāinga Ora, particularly as they build new homes. So what Willie does is part and parcel of the whole Tairawhiti housing package, which involves obviously the four iwi groups as well as council, as well as Kāinga Ora. So a lot of building going up there. What Willie's doing is also part and parcel, but I think we want some new builds. I want to see new builds, particularly up there in Waupapakāinga and Māori into home ownership. So that's a big, big ambition, but it requires all the major players to come together. And like I said, Willie's also in that mix with what he's doing with our smaller rural communities.
Thanks, Mecca. Grant Robertson's got the purse string, so you know, there's nothing quite like actually seeing with your own eyes land developments, initiatives in kaupapa that you can then go back and help try to support. Where will you be taking him, and what are you hoping his visit will result in?
So back in 2017, when Labour New Zealand first got in, I worked with the Tairawhiti leadership, which is the four iwi chairs, plus the mayor, and plus the economic arm, plus the social arm, to just say, look, we should actually get in first. Let's rally ourselves together. Let's all agree on our priorities as a region, and let's go to Wellington, and I'll arrange all the senior ministers for you to meet, which is what I did in 2017. And as a result, Tairawhiti got one of the first announcements of the Provincial Growth Fund of about $159 million. So this time around, I've been asked to do a repeat performance for what's called a Taste of Tairawhiti, engaging with senior ministers. But we're going to kick off with, obviously, the Minister of Finance, who's also responsible for infrastructure. So some $51 billion sits under Grant Robinson. So he will be meeting with local movers and shakers and hosting an evening when he arrives on Tuesday. We've got apparently over 100 people coming to listen to him at Tatapoti Fishing Club. But before I take him there, he is actually going to go and meet all these regional leaders, iwi leaders, our mayor, Rehet Stoltz, our chair of our economic arm, and they're going to present to them their economic and social vision for Tairawhiti. So this is the kickstart that will then culminate in a bigger visit to Wellington. So he's going there. I'm taking him down to Wairoa for breakfast early Wednesday morning because we've got a bunch of underutilised whenua. Again, with the mayors and the iwi leaders, the post-settlement entity groups are all on board. And he is going to be breakfast. He will speak to them about what was in the budget, but they are going to present to him what their visions are for Wairoa. Then we'll leave Wairoa and head down to Napier, where he'll do exactly the same thing. He's meeting with a whole lot of Māori SMEs, so we're arranging for small Māori businesses to come together, show their wares at the Tai Whenua and Te Whanganui Aroki, which is Napier. And he'll meet with the Chambers of Commerce in Napier before he flies out. So we're doing a bit of whenua, we're doing a bit of housing, we're doing a bit of small Māori businesses, as well as engagement with regional leaders. And, you know, that's the best use, I think, of having the Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Finance, and Nikolo Rafferty.